Are you a TPT seller feeling overwhelmed by content creation, marketing, and the 87 other things on your to-do list? Look no further, seller friends. The Finishing Framework is here to help. My program teaches a mega batching framework that will help you manage your content marketing system in a way that actually feels manageable. Take control of your workflow today and make the most of your TPT business from all angles with the Finishing Framework. Visit schoolofsellers.com/framework.
Welcome to the School of Sellers podcast, a teacher business show that is short on time but big on action. Full-time, part-time, or just getting started, no matter where you are in your teacher seller journey, there's something here for everyone. Making your online teacher business feel doable every step of the way. Here's your host, Erin Waters.
Hello there, my seller friends. Welcome to another episode of the School of Sellers podcast. I am Erin Waters, and today I am talking to you all about one of my very favorite ways to save time and energy in my business. And if you've been around for a while, you already know this about me, but if you are a newer listener, I think it's really important to remind you all that the reason School of Sellers ever came into existence in the first place is because I am naturally a very lazy person. And I hate to use the word lazy because I think that has like negative connotations, but I have always been the type of person who I love working. I love getting things done. But if there is an easier way to do things or a faster way to do things, that is always my option. So I started discovering all of these ways to save time and just make my life a little easier, since we know that being a TPT seller is one of the busiest jobs that you could have. There's just so many moving parts. So I started discovering all of these cool time-saving things and hacks, and I got so excited about them for myself that it morphed into a second business, which is now School of Sellers, because I was just that excited to share these discoveries with other people. So today is kind of a nod to the roots of School of Sellers, is that we are here to save time and not make things so hard for ourselves. So I think you will be pleased if you are a fan of saving time and energy. I think you will be very pleased with today's episode, which is all about templates. And specifically, I'm going to be diving into the 5 templates that I think every seller should be using. Spoiler alert, this was a really hard one to narrow down. So there are more than 5 that I think you should be using. But before we dive into those 5, I wanted to do just a little quick basics, like 60-second template 101. So first of all, what is a template? A template, in my world anyway, is something that is like a shell or a starting point of something that you create pretty regularly in your business. So a template for a TPT product, for example, would be the having like the cover design set up, having all of your thumbnail design set up, having, if it applies, having the actual product itself all set up. Maybe the slides are completely designed, they're all in your brand colors, and you have like placeholder text. So when you sit down to create something for your business, it's not a matter of recreating the wheel and starting from scratch every single time. You are instead using a pre-filled, pre-made template that's at least going to get you started more quickly. So instead of that, you know, recreating the wheel idea, you're kind of filling in the blanks thanks to the template that you have already created for yourself. So it's a great gift to give to yourself to design templates for things that you find yourself creating and working on pretty regularly. And I think it goes without saying that the reason why we use templates is to save time. And like I mentioned earlier, not only time, but also your creative energy. Your brain power is such a precious commodity, more so than time, honestly. So if you can save yourself some creative juices and use them towards something a little more worthwhile, something that can't have a template for it, then I think that is such a great use of your time. So the last thing I want to talk about, and I'll touch on all of these things throughout the episode, is if you want templates, how do we get templates? We hear about them all the time, but maybe you're still a little unclear about how are we finding all of these templates. So the first option is you can purchase templates. Depending on what kind of templates you are looking for, I would start with a quick Google search. You can find options on sites like TPT, Etsy, Creative Market. There's a whole list, but I would start with Google if you're not sure. But I think the best thing you can do for yourself is to make templates from scratch. You know your business best. You know exactly what is needed inside every single piece of content for your business for the most part. So one of the best things you could do for yourself is take a look at what you currently have and things that you've already created and use those to create your templates, especially things that are already doing well for your business. And inside the Finishing Framework course, which is my like mega batching content creation meets systems course for TPT sellers, I have a whole section devoted to templates. And that's why this episode is coming to fruition, because I have been in my little Finishing Framework world getting ready for our next launch. And I thought, what better time to remind everybody that templates are a must-have in your business. So without further ado, here are five templates that I think every seller should be using. I'm going to talk about what it is, why it works, and how to make it or get it for your own business. And stay tuned for the one that didn't make the cut, because there's actually template number six that's actually one of my favorites, but there's a reason I'm not touching on it in this episode. So let's get started. All right, my first template that I absolutely love having in my business, and this is kind of like a set of templates, is TPT Q&A templates, and not necessarily the Q, but mostly the A. So here's how this works. You know the drill. We have so many of the same questions, I think, over and over again that seem to pop up into our Q&As, and we're answering the same questions again and again and again. So it makes sense that you would have templates, or like some of you refer to these as canned responses, to a lot of these questions. So what I've started doing is compiling commonly asked questions by product line. So I have a Trello board where each of my lists is a product line, and then one of those cards is questions I'm always getting. And not only will I track the question, but I will also track my response. That way, I can just grab my response, copy, paste it, and I don't have to retype the same thing every single time. This also makes your Q&A side of your business easier to outsource, hire for, because you can easily give someone access to that Trello board and say, hey, if they ask these questions, here's exactly what I want you to say. And then you don't have to worry about people answering in the correct tone of voice or making sure they include all of the information and so on. And finally, for me, and this is a big one, is it takes the stress out of answering those questions. There's rarely a bad question, but I don't know what it is. Every time I see new questions on my Q&A, I just get a sinking feeling because I always assume there's a problem, and there's usually not. But knowing that I have a go-to set of responses that I can just mindlessly copy and paste from works really well for me for taking that initial doom out of the whole process. So if you're interested in setting up Q&A templates, like I mentioned, I think a Trello board works really well for this. You could also set up a Google Doc and just have different sections. But in addition to the Q&As, if you're going to set that Trello board up, you could also include another section for testimonials so you can collect what people are saying about your product. And inside Finishing Framework, I'm going to show you how to set up a Trello board like this, but I'm also going to show you how you can take this one step further and make something like a frequently asked questions blog post that you can link to then every single time you have to answer questions about a certain product line. So there's a lot you can do with this. And I think starting off with simple answer templates is such a time saver and such a gift that you can give to yourself. Template number two that I think every TPT seller should have is newsletter templates. And I'm specifically referring to email newsletter templates, but if you don't have an email list, then this works really well for notes to followers too, which you should also be sending. You can send them out weekly. And here's why I love newsletter templates. I actually love to write. It's one of my favorite things of all time, but there is a lot of writing involved inside our TPT businesses. And to me, newsletters are overwhelming because it's kind of like a limitless opportunity. Like, should I include all of these links? Is it too many links? Am I sharing too many ideas? Am I not sharing enough? It's really hard to narrow down a focus for a newsletter, which is why I love finding different formats and different like formulas and templates for newsletters to kind of play around with more structure. So if newsletters tend to be kind of a big guessing game for you, then this is a great option. Also, newsletters tend to be very text heavy and there's a lot of writing. Rarely, maybe you use one, maybe two images. So having like a fill in the blank template for something like this makes it feel a lot more doable. And then the other reason I love a newsletter template is because it allows me to be a little more creative. Knowing that I already have the bare bones of my email set up, even if it's just like the headings and bullet points, like placeholder text, that still is way better for me than having to stare at a blank screen and that blinking cursor. So I find that by having a template for my emails, I enjoy the process more, and I can also push myself more creatively to give more of my own voice and personality because I'm not so pressured to start from scratch and create that content for the reader. So if you want to have a newsletter template of your own, I think Google Docs are best for this, but honestly, it probably comes down to personal preference. But I think the way you're making this is way more important than what app or tool you choose, because I think the most important thing here is that to make templates for your email newsletters is you should be looking at your current emails that you're sending out to your list. What's doing well already? What has high open rates compared to other emails? What has higher click rates compared to other emails? And then if you need to, go inside and see why that is. What did you talk about? How it, maybe is it different than other things that you've sent? Maybe it's just the format that they really love. In either case, take those emails, put them into your Google Doc or whatever, and create a shell of the emails you want to send in the future. I recommend once you do this to color code the sections that you want to change. For example, when I make templates, I always change the text that I know I need to go in and change out, like red, something really noticeable. So I remind myself, okay, remember this is a template. You can't just send this. You have to change text here, 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 here. And some templates that you find, you'll be changing out more, and others, you'll be able to keep a lot of the information. It just depends on what it is you are talking about inside that newsletter. So while we're talking about things to change, like that red text, let's talk about things on these email newsletters that you can keep the same. You can have headers that are the same every time. You can have a set of emojis that you use every single time. You can have the same signature or the same closing paragraph every single time. Try to save as much time as possible by seeing what you can keep the same.
Are you a TPT seller who knows exactly what you need to do, but you're just not sure how to get started and get yourself into action mode? That's exactly why I started Ignite, which is a monthly TPT work club for TPT sellers just like you who need that extra boost of accountability in their life in order to finally have the business of your dreams. Or who knows, maybe you are working to make the business of your dreams even better. Either way, I would love to have you join our Ignite community so that you can experience the magic of a group of people who just get it. And not only do they get it, but they are there to support you and encourage you and cheer for you every step of the way. Join today at schoolofsellers.com/ignite.
Now, if you're starting from scratch, feel free to look up free templates for email newsletters. This could be a fun way to get some ideas about different kinds of newsletters you can be sending. Inside Finishing Framework, I'm going to show you a bunch of examples of different types of newsletters that you could try. And I'm also going to show you how I elaborate on this and also batch create types of headers for my different types of emails. So there is potential to also create like the visual templates as part of your email system too. The third template I think every seller should have is some sort of Instagram story backgrounds. And the reason why this works is because Instagram stories are so demanding. You have to post so frequently and it's so fleeting. Nothing lasts. It's very temporary. And admittedly, I suck at Instagram stories. They are just not my jam. However, I do find that having templates ready to go in my phone photo albums is like the best gift that I can give to myself if I am in a season of my business where I'm making Instagram stories a priority. So if you are in that season and you want to really get better at Instagram stories, I am telling you, create those templates and you will be amazed. And I think that templates for stories work best when these are like recurring things, things that you post weekly or pretty regularly so that you can justify the time it takes to create a template. Obviously, you don't want to create a template for something you're only going to post one single time. That kind of defeats the purpose of having a template. So these might be things like if you have recurring story series, like questions you ask every week, maybe you make a point of sharing your latest blog post every week on Instagram. You can create the backgrounds or like the long images that you're going to use as your starting point for these stories. And here's how you can do this. So on Canva, I make everything in Canva pretty much. You're going to make that story size document and create one template that you love. And what I do for stories specifically is I will give myself a little reminder, like if I know that I need to put a link on a certain story slide, I will include very small text that says link, or I'll even include a teeny tiny little icon of a link. And it reminds myself once I upload it to Instagram then that I need to cover up that icon with the actual link itself. So make sure you are creating little visual reminders for yourself. And if you want, you can take this one step further and create the same template or background in several different of your brand colors. But the most important step here is that once you have created a background template, you are going to save that in your phone album. And you want to have an album completely dedicated to these backgrounds so that you know exactly where to find them. And inside Finishing Framework, I will show you more hacks like how you can, if you're on an iPhone, inside those albums on your phone, you can swipe up on images to create captions, and you can have like your text overlay already ready to go. So not only do you have the image, but you also can just copy and paste that text on top of the stories. So many possibilities when it comes to templates. Let's get on to template number 4. The fourth one I think every seller should be using is a template for your product previews. And here's why this works. Previews are the most important and the most overlooked part of a product, in my opinion, in addition to thumbnails. And this makes it so much more stressful to create like the perfect preview. So every time I sit down to create products, or I should say when I used to sit down to create products before I had these templates, it felt very monumental. Like it was a very make or break situation for me. I knew that the preview was going to count a lot. So a lot of times it would be just too overwhelming to even get started. And I think this is also frustrating because a lot of us know the best practices, right? We know exactly what we need to do, but sometimes knowing exactly what we need to do makes it that much harder because the mountain just gets that much higher when it's time to climb it. So here's how we're going to set up your business with preview templates. And first of all, for my Canva haters, I am so sorry, but this is one instance where Canva shines over PowerPoint. If you are still not using Canva, or maybe you're using Canva a little bit, but you have definitely shied away from using it for any like product type stuff, previews are amazing to create in Canva because there are so many capabilities. So you'll set up a 16:9 ratio size preview. For now, this is the best size, but this tends to change. So, you know, don't take my word for it if you're listening a couple months down the road from this episode. And like newsletters, I think it's really important to look at your top converting products and their previews. And specifically, you're going to want to find products that have high preview to purchase rates. If you are a member of your data playbook, this metric is done for you. And your YDP data will go really deep into this. But essentially, you're looking for products that people are already seeing and then deciding to buy, because whatever you're doing with your preview and thumbnails is working in this instance. So you're going to take these existing previews and you're going to use these as your starting point and create a shell for any future product previews. And just like we talked about with story backgrounds, you can adjust the colors and the photos and the text to correspond to whatever product you are making this for. So you can also, a bonus here would be to create a different template for every single product line, if this is something that works for your business. But I definitely can tell you that having a preview template is going to save you so much time and also so much stress when it comes to the preview process, especially when you are already like up to your neck in product optimization and then it comes time to start a preview. Oh, that is not a good feeling. So templates for the win here, I promise. And our fifth and final template that I think every seller should be utilizing is opt-in forms, okay? And why this works is if you are not a person who is regularly behind the scenes in your email service provider platform, like you're not someone who's constantly creating opt-ins or tweaking opt-ins, or you're not always sending emails, sometimes you can feel a little rusty when it comes time to start that process all over again. And it maybe you're someone who you already have a decent set of opt-ins and you don't really have to be creating new ones. So when you do have to, you're like, wait, how do I do that again? Having an opt-in form template, I think, takes the guesswork out of the whole opt-in process. And also, I think it's important to note that if you are someone who is setting up a lead magnet from scratch, that is such a tedious process right up there with product optimization. So I feel like a lot of the times, by the time you get to this point where you're like, okay, I've created the actual incentive, but now I need to like set up all the back end things on ConvertKit or wherever, your brain cells just feel shot. So make this easy on yourself and create a template so that you don't even have to think about it next time you get to this part of the process. And here's how you're going to do this. Surprise, surprise, you are going to look at your current forms or landing pages. If you're doing this for landing page, that's a little different. I like having the form templates because it's a lot more simple. Landing pages tend to be a little more complex, but that's a conversation for a whole other episode or for finishing framework. But with your opt-in form, you want to look at your current forms and see which ones have the highest conversion rate, of course. Again, you're going to look and see if there are any outside factors that are contributing to that. But usually the forms that are converting the best are the ones that I start with when it comes to creating templates. And luckily, most of our email service providers make it really easy to just duplicate a form. So you don't have to like do anything. You literally just hit the duplicate button. And then, of course, there are a couple steps that you can take inside. So on a ConvertKit side of things, once I duplicate that form, I have to change the incentive. That means linking to my new lead magnet and also changing any of the wording inside the incentive email that they get when they download said freebie. I also need to make sure I'm changing out the link to the thank you page if I'm sending them to a thank you page. Or maybe I'm just changing the text to that little pop-up success message that says, thanks for downloading, go to your email and click to confirm. You also will change the image here at this point to reflect the newest lead magnet. And this is optional. You can change the colors if you want. I tend to keep all of my forms the same colors for the most part, just to keep that cohesion throughout my site and offerings. And there you have it, my friends, 5 templates that I think every single seller should be utilizing in their business. But remember what I said at the beginning about the 6th template, and that one is a blog post template. I think having blog post templates in your business is one of the biggest game changers that you could implement in your TPT business today. And it kind of goes along with everything I've mentioned for our other 5 options. But when it comes to blog posts, there is something about sitting down, opening up your computer and seeing that blank screen and blinking cursor, knowing that you not only have to craft a blog post, but you also have to craft amazing images, you have to do keyword research, you have to add links to that blog post. There's a lot that goes through your mind when you're at the beginning of the blog post creation process. And for that reason, templates for blog posts are unbeatable. But unfortunately, like landing page templates, I think that blog post templates could have an entire season of podcast episodes devoted for them. So luckily, that is exactly what I talk about inside the finishing framework. And I love this section of the finishing framework because I know how much brain power goes into creating those blog posts and just making them just right. So I have even created like a little library of blog post templates that I give you as part of your finishing framework. So I am just in full-on finishing framework mode over here. I'm so excited. And I just love sharing the magic that is things like templates because we have so much going on. And while our TPT businesses are a big part of our lives, they're not everything. So any time we can free up to spend on other things is a win in my book. Luckily, the finishing framework is opening in April of 2023 for the first time in almost a year. And if you would like to get on the waitlist so you are the first to know when it opens and you can get all of these glorious things into your business, then you can go ahead and visit schoolofsellers.com/framework. Thank you so much for listening today, my friends. I hope this was helpful, and I will see you here again next week, same time, same place.